Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Niners faithful? The good news has come upon us. Deebo Samuel's deal is done. The extension is done. News came out less than, I think, 2 minutes ago, maybe 3 minutes ago. It took me a while to make that a thumbnail and get everything going, but it is here. Deebo Samuel signs a 3-year, $71.5 million deal. Whew. Now, the crazy thing is this, and we're going to dive into a lot of this, okay? We're going to talk about implications long-term. We're going to compare his deal to other people's deal as I'm getting pulled this up. But, man, the numbers are pretty amazing. Now, understand this. Every single time that the news comes out about an extension or a new contract, the agent fluffs the numbers, okay? So everybody chill the hell out. whatever you're talking about, you know, what's going on with all the numbers and all those things, we'll go through this. We're seeing some discrepancy between some of these numbers coming out now. I mean, again, this is part of the whole situation whenever you do come out and, you know, you do a show really, really quick because I'm seeing some different numbers, some mistakes out there already. I'm going with my number one trusted insider who is, I'm just going to be really honest, Tom Pelissero. I think he is the best that there is. So I'm adjusting to what his numbers are. And again, he just adjusted them again. But Tom Pelissero, I think, is the most accurate insider out there. So I'm going with his numbers until I'm proven wrong. And if somebody else sees something that, you know, I'm missing, then we're doing this on the fly here. So like we're doing this together. But the best news, Deebo Samuel, Instagram follows be damned. He is going to be here for the long haul, which I'm excited. Now, it's only a 3-year deal, which is not the best situation. You'd like it to be long term. But for Deebo, who is a year older than a lot of these different players that were getting extensions, you know, he needed to get it done. It needed to be a shorter deal because he's going to be, I think, 29. Whenever this is done, you know, I'm scrolling through a lot of the different things that are coming out right now. But man, this is absolutely incredible. Deebo signs, just like we said he was all the time. Like it was never going to be any other way. Let me throw the tweet up there so we could get the Deebo stays tweet. This was right before the draft, August 22nd, whenever everything was at its height for craziness. And man, if you want some entertainment, go read through the comments of this tweet here. I said, quote, just a reminder, Deebo will still be on the 49ers for a long time coming, exclamation point. That was April 22nd. And this is awesome, man. So great. Now, a couple things coming out of this, you know, and we're going to jump on. We're going to go through a lot of, you know, what's going on with all these other things. But here's the thing to take away from. We'll dissect it. Okay, we're going to do that here in a second. Everything about this screams positivity for Trey Lance. One, Monday is full, the very first padded practice, and everybody's been talking about the offensive line and the D line and all those things, whatever, whatever, baloney. I don't care. Until the pads come on, you can't judge the offensive line. Number two, the defense has been getting the better of them. Every single training camp that starts is like that. Now you get to add Deebo Samuel to Trey Lance's repertoire. Whew. You better watch yourself, defense. We got competition coming now. I love it. What a difference a Deebo makes. Now, this is a three-year extension. So keep that in mind. I'm going to try to pull up the numbers. We've got Clayton in here. What's up, man? Clayton, I appreciate you joining us, the show's producer. He's behind the scenes. As we pull this up, Clayton, glad you're here. Let's start working on, let's get the numbers of all the other wide receivers that got their deals done. If you could start getting those numbers for me, Clayton, as we're live on this show. DK, AJ, I want those guys' numbers. Terry McLaurin, what's going on there and what that looks like. Because Deebo got paid. That's the thing. And if you're joining us right now, that's what this is all about. And, you know, I want to compare all of the numbers that kind of come across. And again, you got to wait until how many void years are on this, you know, what the signing bonus and all these things and where's that go? It's going to be manipulated. You're going to have to wait about a week for the numbers, but again, number one takeaway, Deebo Samuel 49er for not 1 year, not 2 year, not 3 years, 4 years. This is a 3 year extension on his current 1 year deal. How long has Deebo been a 49er? He's been a 49er 3 years. We got him 4 more years. That's great news. This is great news. Now, my obligatory kind of thing that I have to say every time, not your money, celebrate other people's success, celebrate other people getting paid. This is generational wealth for his family, which is incredible. Celebrating that. Don't do the whole, oh, they get paid too much to run around. There's other podcasts for that. You can go listen to other people if that's your stance. That's not who we are here. We celebrate success, and we enjoy other people's achievements. That's a positive thing. So now the salary cap, that's a whole nother argument, and we will have to dive into that. Is it front-loaded? Is it back-loaded? Are there void years? I'm going to almost guarantee there's probably 2 void years on that. And if you're not familiar with what a void year is, so this is a 3-year extension. So he's getting paid for 4 years. So these numbers are going to be rounded out. So if it's a 3-year, $73.5 million extension, which seems to be what's coming out right now, he was getting paid just under $5 million for the last year in his rookie deal. So you're adding that on there. So it's 73.5 plus 5, okay? So that's 78.5, right? And once you get that, here we go. I'm a smart guy. I'm going to get my calculator just so none of y'all make fun of me. So let's see here. So 78.5 divided by 4, there we go, comes out to $19.6 million. That's a $20 million deal. That's under $20 million a year. $19.6 million per year.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason action. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, now if we go over to SpoTrack, which I love the way that they handle this part of their website, and if we look at just the top salaries, and there's lots of different ways you can look at the top salaries because, you know, we're not going to understand all the numbers. We're not going to understand cap hits now. We're not going to understand cash now. We're not going to understand any of that now. But what we can understand is just the total cash of the deal that is going on, or the base salary, if you will. There's lots of different ways that you could do this. Let's look at, there's total cash deal. And again, it's probably going to be front loaded. But if we just look at the contract average amount per year, okay, listen to these numbers. Tyreek Hill, $30 million. That's his average amount per deal. We just saw what Debo is, 19.6, okay? Tyreek Hill, $30 million. Devontae Adams, $28 million. Hopkins, 27.2. Cup, 26.7. A.J. Brown, 25. Because he signed that longer deal, they can inflate the numbers, okay? DK Metcalf, 24. Stephon Diggs, 24. Terry McLaurin, 22. So he's lower than a lot of those guys. He would actually finish, if these numbers are right, just ahead of Michael Thomas and below Brandon Cooks. I don't know if my numbers are right. Plus we got this. What's up, Coach Cruz? Our Debo jersey giveaway. Because we're doing that as well. So we are giving away an autographed Debo Samuel jersey right here for those that participated in our Twitter thing. Coach Cruz always gets it right. That dude's smart as hell, man. I said the second. Wade said the eighth. I'm glad we are both wrong. The earlier, the better. He gets to show up at practice on Monday. Now, he's going to have his acclimation period, so he's not going to go full pads Monday. He can't do that unless he's been wearing his helmet. I don't know if he's been wearing his helmet or not. I don't think he has. You've got to have a couple days with the helmet first before you can go full pads, all that stuff. We'll see that. But if we're just looking at if these numbers are accurate, which I assume they are, and if we're just looking at the average cost per year, man, he's on the back end of all these guys. Now, his guarantee, that's a little bit different. If we're looking at all the different, you know, signing cash and all that, that's what I'm kind of curious to see as those numbers are coming out. But, man, this is awesome. This is just absolutely incredible. And on top of that, you know, we're getting information from the Cleveland Browns as well. The Judge Robinson, her decision's coming out. And the NFLPA is saying we will stand by the judge's ruling, and we call on the NFL to do the same. So there's lots of movement going on for the 49ers right now. Jimmy Garoppolo, who knows? The idea is, and again, I want to focus on Debo. I don't want to speculate too much. This is a celebration episode, an emergency episode, but this is important as well. The Judge Robinson, she is handing her ruling to the NFL as early as Monday. As late as Monday. They're expecting them by Monday. Could be sometime tonight. The NFLPA is coming out and trying to kind of bully the NFL into saying, because this is a new process. Used to be Goodell just saying, you're suspended this long, boom, shakalaka, it's over. You can appeal it if you want to. The NFLPA is coming out and saying, hey, we're going to accept whatever the hell she says. So now they're trying to get the NFL. Nobody's going to be happy with what happens, by the way. This is going to be a mess situation. But if it's over a year, I'm telling you right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to the Browns. We've been talking about that for a while. Bomber T, come on, man. I know you've been very anti-Debo for a very long time, but, man, this is a day of celebration. So I always here for the conversation and the good debate, but come on, man. This is a positive. It ain't your money, man. Not your money. And we don't know the cap numbers yet, but I can tell you this. Debo Samuel should have been a damn MVP candidate. If he wasn't a freaking quarterback, if he would have been a quarterback, he would have been it. 1,770 all-purpose yards. Terrell Owens never did that, by the way. Ever in his entire career. This dude did that in year three. Oh, I'm excited. I'm so freaking pumped about this moment right now, man. This is awesome. Rappaport just put out there, this was not easy, from trade request to totally rebuilding the relationship. That's BS. They never had to rebuild anything. Agent Tony Dandy, yeah, that dude, he's a mess. Don't like that dude. Not getting a Christmas card. In the end, no trade. We've been telling y'all from the start. It's awesome. He's going to be 29 years old whenever this deal is up, and we'll have to deal with that whenever we get there. But you celebrate what you have in the short term. And I love this right there, baby. Great day for Niners fans. Great day for Trey Lance. Great day for the future of the 49ers for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Almost went with the Dave Chappelle fifth, but we didn't get that. We didn't quite get that. Man, this is awesome. I'm so freaking awesome. Now, we don't know the cap hit details. That stuff's not going to be coming out. If some people see what's going on there, we will throw that up as soon as we can. But I don't think we're going to get those today. I really, really don't. Now, the max value for this is up to $73.5 million. Now, let's go over. I want to look at A.J. Brown's deal because his deal is a little different compared to Debo because he signed a four-year deal. So he signed a four-year extension. So it doesn't really work. The numbers don't work. You know, if you look at the average per year, his is going to be a lot higher. Now you look at DK Metcalf and I think Terry McLaurin, this is the thing. Now, a couple things that I thought were interesting. Number one, a three-year deal. Not that that means he wants out, but it means long-term that's not really his thing. Oh, man, appreciate this. Farsi, I love it. What do we know about how much his usage will change this year? Are we at least going to see him in the backfield for passes? Shanahan said, yeah, we're going to win games. And Debo and I are on the same plane there. Now, if we look at DK Metcalf's deal, I don't think you were never going to run the ball to Debo early. Once you get to clutch games and clutch moments, then sure. But it's not like he's going to be getting, you know, if we just look at what Debo did for the entirety of the year. Okay, so yeah, obviously the back end, he was getting all those rushing attempts. He finished the year with 59 rush attempts. Okay, yeah, that's a lot. that's a lot. But, you know, in 16 games, yeah, that's a lot of rush attempts per game. There's no doubt about it. It's not going to be that many. He's not going to get that many. My guess is, let's just say he gets two to three rush attempts per game until you get down the wire or critical games. If he averages three carries a game, that's not bad. 18 plus 30, that's 48. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. It's going to be under 50. So the difference between last year and this year was all the running backs got hurt and Shanahan didn't trust any of them. And so he had to load up the carries in those key moments that down the stretch, it was win or you're done, right? And yeah, constantly putting this out there. Thank you, Zach. Three-year extension means four-year deal because he had one-year deal left. So we have him for four more years. And here we go. Actually, Trey threw three touchdown passes to Debo Samuel. Half of Debo Samuel's touchdown passes came from the 10 quarters that Trey Lance was quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo threw him three in all those games. Trey Lance threw him three in 10 quarters. So, yeah, that's huge. 1,400 yards as a wide receiver is correct. The rest on the ground. I mean, 1,770 total offensive yards and a passing touchdown, if you want to throw that in there, which was awesome against the Rams as well. Now, let's go back to a couple of these other deals. I want to talk about the difference, right? DK Metcalf signed a three-year. Oh, what's up, Clayton? We got the man. Uh-oh, I think he's buffering a little bit. He's frozen. There, Clayton, I'll pull you down. Once you, I think your connection's a little bad, but if you could jump in, yeah, you're skipping pretty bad right now. But now, if we look at DK Metcalf's deal, 3 years, $72 million, right? So Debo got that little extra, that $1.5 million extra, and a $58.2 million guaranteed. We're seeing Debo got a little bit less on the guarantee than DK did. We got to see how it's all structured, what that's going to look like. But the numbers, if they're similar, listen to these cap hits for DK Metcalf's deal. Now, again, same agent, very similar numbers, same years. It's all very, very similar. Clayton, I think your connection's good if you want to jump in, if you've got something for us, buddy. We'll see if he can jump in here. Now, there we go. What's up, buddy? How are you doing? Still not working. Still not working. All right. Well, we'll get you back in whenever you can. I don't know. Something's wrong with the connection there, buddy. I don't know what's going on there. So you want to throw it in the private chat or something like that? We can figure that out. Here are the cap hits for this is DK Metcalf. Similar contract. $8.8 million in this year, $13.7 million in 2023. 2024 is $24.5 million. And then 2025, it's almost $30 million. Probably going to be similar numbers. My guess, the 49ers, the way they're going to do it, I doubt it hits $8 million, but they have that cap space. And if Jimmy G, you know, is going to be traded at some point, then I think that's going to definitely affect it for sure. You'll be able to front load it much more so. Again, I don't think the Jimmy G thing, I told everybody this, you don't have to trade Jimmy to do the Debo deal. You didn't have to. And so they were able to go through and get this done even without Jimmy being traded. Now, that's just gravy on top because you can roll those numbers forward if you do trade Jimmy or release Jimmy or whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as he's gone, those numbers will come off the books, right? Now, let's look at Terry McLaurin's deal. 3 year, $68.3 million. Almost $5 million less than Debo, and I'd say that's about correct. And he had, let's see here, he got $53 million guaranteed. So $5 million less on the entire contract and $5 million less on the guaranteed as well. Now, again, let's listen to Terry McLaurin's cap deals. Remember, same agent, same length of contract. So going to be similar. 2022 cap hit for Terry McLaurin, $7.3 million. 2023, $10.7 million. So you can see the Commanders backloaded the crap out of this deal. $24.1 million in 2024, $23.6 million in 2025, and they added a void year. Seattle did not. The cap hit in 2026, when Terry McLaurin's no longer under contract, $5.6 million. So you can see what that void year does. It lowers all those numbers by about $1.25 million. It doesn't jump up like what was DK almost hit like $30 million 1 year, didn't he? Now let me pull it back up. I don't want to misspeak on this. But yeah, you look at DK's last year is $29.5 million.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, Terry McLaurin, he never gets above 25. So there's going to be some give and take. What do the 49ers want to do? But they've been doing a lot of void years. So I fully appreciate that. And so, yeah, I mean, the numbers are good. Clayton's given me the affirmative on that. Man, this is awesome. Tell me how y'all feel. Let's throw this in the chat. On a scale of 1 to 10, be honest, how likely did you think we were going to sign Debo? 10, you knew we were. 1, you thought he was gone. On a scale of 1 to 10, when all this Debo Samuel news broke, and you got to go through it all. Scrub the social media, Instagram, deleted everybody that was 49ers. Then you got the brother talking. You've got him showing up on Instagram Live and saying, man, they paid me. He's on the phone talking to the agent and all these different things to demanding a trade. He wanted to be traded. The 49ers listening to offers on draft day. Do you remember that? The Jets offered number 10 overall, but they wanted number 61 back in the second round. 49ers said, hell no. Rightfully so. I love it, man. We're seeing there's a couple people that are saying 10s out there, and I love and I respect that. Yeah, thank you, Clayton. I appreciate you, man. He had a bounce. He jumped in to help us out with some stuff. That is awesome. But yeah, a lot of people, 9.9. I love it. We got some eights, 10. I was pretty solid. I didn't think it made any sense. Kyle's too stubborn. He's a perfect piece. Trey Lance coming in. It just made too much sense. So I like it. I see all the 10s. This is incredible. I love it. I love it. And man, here's the best news. We get to see Trey Lance throw to Debo. We've never seen Debo with a deep-armed quarterback. We just haven't seen it. CJ Beathard was probably about as good as it got, but this is going to be different. It's going to be a whole new thing. Debo's still going to do Debo stuff. Jet sweeps. He's going to get a couple carries in the backfield, but he won't need to with all the new running backs that we got. He only had to get all those carries because we lost so many guys last year. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. Obviously, with the ball's in Debo's hands, it's a good thing. But this is awesome, man. This is great news. I love it. I love it. Luke, he says he made it past the draft. They were willing. But once he made it past there, I knew it was getting done. Yeah, there was no way that was going to get done. And there's nothing that needs to be repaired. We're past that. It's business. Players understand it's business. And this is awesome. This is the best news that we could have had. Now, if we could parlay this with the Jimmy G trade, holy freaking cow, it almost answers and solves all of these cap issues whatsoever. And it's almost like you get a full year of Debo plus for free, which is incredible. You know, this is awesome. This is a huge stock in the cap to the 49ers front office. Has to. And Matt Maiocco's just came out. Source confirms reports of agreement in principle between the 49ers and Debo on extension. Sides are fine tuning the language and it could be finalized as soon as this evening. But yeah, all the deals are out and seem to be pretty much agreed upon, which is great news, but it's not again, they still got to work stuff out. But this is great news. This is awesome, man. This is in freaking credible. I love it. This is a great day. This is a great day for 49ers fans. And, you know, we're going to be doing the giveaway for the jersey, those that guest on Patreon, those that guest on Twitter. We're doing lots of giveaways. I also just got a new shipment in of training camp tickets to some of the sold out dates. So we'll be giving those away on some future 49ers live podcasts. And, you know, I got to throw this out there. This is huge. If you haven't seen it yet and you want to party with the man, look at this. We're partying with Frank Gore in Denver, which is going to be absolutely incredible. So if you want to get an autograph of Frank Gore, this is all ages welcome. 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Man, it's going to be incredible. $10 to get in, $49 to get an autograph, whatever you want to get autographed. Helmets, jerseys, whatever. This is the last time you're going to be seeing Frank, baby. Blake Street Tavern, we're going to be partying there Saturday. We've got an all-you-can-eat and all-you-can-eat Sunday before the game. We're going to be partying there watching the earlier games before we go watch the 49ers take on the Broncos. So we've got a lot of fun stuff there. We've got our trip for, Chicago. That's up on 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're partying at every freaking game this year that's an away game. And man, we've got tailgate, unlimited beers and brats for Chicago, partying on Lake Michigan before and after the game. Plus the night before, we're going to be at Gracie O'Malley's. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. I freaking love it. We're building up our entire schedule for the rest of 2022. It just takes so much time, man. You know, trying to put out all this content. I love it. It's been fun. Yeah, the Fantasy League, we've been doing it. We finished two. We've got two leagues going right now. I don't know if we're going to add another league. I'll wait and see. I'll put that out there. But the best ball leagues, we've been doing those. So we've already got two leagues up. We're about to start the invites about to be sent out here in about 3 days on the second league. But I'm going to wait and see what the most of that is until now. I love this. They are waiting until tomorrow to sign. So John Chapman is correct. I'm putting it out there today. I'm putting it. Anybody that guessed the 31st, I think that's what we got to go with as this has come out. I want to be corrected. You know, I'm that guy. I like to keep my receipts. But this is one of the times I'm glad I was wrong. I said the second, but I love it. And this is it right here, man. Mr. Stewart, thank you for the gift. I'm ridiculously hype right now. So needed. Positive news. Training camp's been pretty damn great so far. You had the three injuries to the defensive tackles. That was rough. Only one of them is long-term, Maurice Hurst, which is terrible. But yeah, it's nice to get an added sense of relief. And again, 1,770 yards last year. That's incredible. And if you just get it, I don't think he'll ever be able to replicate that. That is a season of all seasons. But he changes the entire damn game. He changes everything. And this is going to mean so much to Trey Lance. It almost guarantees, bottom line, even if you're like a Trey Lance hater, and I know there's a lot of them, this basically guarantees mediocre offensive play. Worst case, because the weapons are just too damn good. They're too good. Elijah Mitchell, Trent Williams, best left tackle. George Kittle, best all-around tight end, period. Debo, good gosh, all-pro year last year. Brandon Ayuk's lighting up the deep ball now. Yeah, Danny Gray, the speedster, he's going to have to step up. Juwan Jennings finished the year and is having the best offseason of any 49er, period, on offense or defense. The dude's ready to go. Now, there's question marks. Yeah, sure, interior offensive line, got some issues there. No doubt about it. We'll see what happens when the pad comes on Monday. Tomorrow. So those of you that are like, oh, offensive line can't do it, they're not getting it done training camp. Delete all that, man. There's no pads on. You can't play old line without pads. You just can't do it. You can work on your footwork. But guess what? Every single offensive line is taught in reps 1,000 times over when they strike. Grab the breastplate. That's what you control. It's a steering wheel. I haven't been able to do that. Oh, I love it. Oh, man. I wish I wasn't so tone deaf, but thank you, Robert. The whole Debo, right? All that stuff. I freaking love it. This is incredible. We get it for 4 more years. And if you are just joining us, that is correct, baby. Debo Samuel signs his 3-year extension, $73.5 million, $58.1 million guaranteed. The number I was looking for on guaranteed was 60. I thought he'd hit that 60 number, and so it's a little bit less than that, but at the same time, you can't be disappointed with what's going on. But man, I freaking love it. But remember what everybody said. Oh, it's the relationship's torn and he doesn't want to be in San Francisco, and oh, it's because Jimmy's leaving, and all those stupid ass narratives that the national media, and y'all keep going back to the same damn people. Not y'all. You guys are great. But the 49ers masses keep going back to the same damn people that are wrong every damn time. Every damn time. You keep the same people that said Mac Jones at 3. Oh, we're trading George Kittle. Oh, Jimmy's going to be traded last year in the draft. Oh, Jimmy's going to be traded this offseason. It's ready to go. Like, at some point, please hold these people responsible and just ignore them. It's misinformation. It's misinformation out the wazoo, and they get the clicks. That's cool. That's not what we're about. That's not what we're here for. We're here for community. We're here for education, and we're here to increase your fan and community experiences of 49ers. That's what we're about. And so I'm not an insider. I don't want to be an insider. Wouldn't be an insider if they asked me to. That's not what I want to do. The idea of being a team's freaking mouthpiece pisses me off thinking about it. Oh, hey, if you leak this story, we'll tell you the next big story. Oh, get the hell out of here. I ain't that person. I don't want to be that person. I want to be with the people. I want to help the people have a better time. Mike, I love it. Appreciate the gift, man. When are we going to get the 49ers Rush Podcast tailgate party here at Levi's? We're working on it. But the beautiful Miss Chapman, who is amazing in so many ways, She signed on to me doing every single road game this year, and we're going to see how that goes. I'm probably going to make it to one game. We'll see what we can do, but there's so many tailgate options available at Levi's. You can literally just walk around, say hi, bring a case of beer, walk around. Hey, guys, you mind if we join you? You get into almost any tailgate you want to. I promise you, especially if you're wearing a 49ers Rush road trip shirt. They'll let you in. It's just what it is. Thank you, Grant. I appreciate that, man. Says number one source. That's a funny thing. No source here. I don't have sources. I just understand Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, and because I study them too damn much, and I've watched every single press conference at least twice that they've ever done. And so that's what that is. So yeah, kind of take that what it is. And yeah, Robert, East Coast bias is real. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And when you listen to national media that don't pay attention to training camps and all those different things, that's why they get it wrong. They don't study. They don't understand. They don't understand the X's and O's. They don't understand how important Debo is. They just don't get it. Oh, Melissa, I love this. Check out Miss Debbie Ryan. She loves tailgating at Levi's Suite. She is incredible. Debbie's one of the nicest people you will ever meet. And again, you know, you tag me on Twitter. Hey, John, tag me. Looking for a tailgate at Levi's. I'll retweet that. I am always about bringing people together, even if I can't be there. Just have a good time. Party responsibly. Don't cause problems. Build a community, man. That's what we're about. Be invited back. That's always the goal. Be invited back. That's what it's about. So this is going to do it for us here. I'm so pumped, man. Yeah, this is incredible. This is, and for all my Patreon subscribers, man, just go type in Debo. Go watch some Debo film right now that I've got. I've got ridiculous amount up on Patreon. Just go to the search bar, type in Debo, enter. You'll see all the videos. You've got plenty to go watch. We got you covered. We got you covered here. But this is great news. Great day for the 49ers, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. Robert right here. Check back next January when we're raising that Lombardi trophy. I love it. I think it's in February this year. But I like your attitude. I like where your head's at. I like it. I like it. Gosh, man. I'm freaking pumped. I'm pumped. I was getting tired. Day was winding to a close. Nope, not now, man. It's like time to go get a workout in. I'm ready to go, baby. I love it. Some days this podcast, super easy. Some days, not so much. But today, great damn day. Hold your head up high. You and your family get to watch Debo Samuel for not one, not two, not three, but four more years. Debo that like button, says Melissa. I love it. Thank you, Melissa. That's going to do it for us today. Stay strong, even though I think that's going to be really easy. Stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.